When bowhead whales pass Utqiagvik on their way up north, it's a good time to count them. Every 10 years, scientists and local hunters team up to carry out the census for bowhead whales that migrate between the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas. Biologist John Sitta says the data helps ensure that the bowhead population is healthy. It's also used to set subsistence harvest limits in the years to come.
We do it for the whaling captains, and we do it in collaboration with them.
First, they build a perch on the sea ice, right on the edge with a stretch of an open water or lead. Observers have been climbing the perch and counting the whales passing by since the beginning of April. The visual count is only the first step of the census. But so far, Sitta says the final estimate might be around 20,000 whales or more.
There are a lot more whales out there now than what there used to be, and that we suspect the populations continue to grow, but we just don't know that for certain yet.
Sitta says the bowheads might be thriving because the sea ice in the Arctic is declining. Whalers in the Arctic have been involved in the bowhead census since the early 70s. That's when the International Whaling Commission counted whales for the first time. Retired whale biologist Geoff Carroll co-led subsequent counts.
We're able to show that there's plenty of bowheads to support the subsistence hunt.
That initial count only included whales passing through the stretch of open water. But hunters knew that some animals traveled far from shore or under thick ice. Throughout the years, the census has included acoustic and aerial surveys that account for those whales. This year, the acoustic part of the count is also happening.
It turns out that bowhead whales really talk a lot.
The International Whaling Commission expects the final estimate in 2029. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.